This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is our reminiscence review. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this brand new Warner Brothers sci-fi thriller romance
film
written and directed by Lisa Joy, she of Westworld fame.
That explains a few things.
Co-creators of that TV show. It stars Hugh Jackman.
He's Hugh Jackman.
Rebecca Ferguson, Thandi Newton, and Cliff Curtis. It's 116 minutes long. And the budget, Wayne? What do you reckon? Directorial debut for her?
A lot of green screen, a lot of CGI. Hugh Jackman, how about 60?
Very good.
Yeah?
Very good.
60?
Are we going to add anything more?
Say 65 now that you said that.
68.
Beautiful.
Well done. Well played, sir. All right, I'll talk about Rotten Tomatoes and stuff in a moment because it only literally came out a couple of days ago. But Wayne, what is it about?
Okay, everyone, Reminiscence is set sometime in the future along the Miami coast, which is now devastated by climate change and fucking rising water levels. So it's partially sunken. Everything's a bit wet. And there's big, huge fucking like dam barriers around the city. And the modified version of life in Miami now is still persisting, but nocturnally because it's too damn hot during the day. So everyone goes out at night. Mm-hmm. So in this setting, a scientist, Hugh Jackman, discovers a way to... A scientist, private dick, not quite sure. He discovers a way to relive your past using some tech by the pool and the head things and the drugs and shit. And he uses the technology to search for his long-lost love while a private investigator guy uncovers this conspiracy, including Rebecca Ferguson, who's my favorite. the film is sort of that noir kind of thing-ish. Is that right, Paul? Is it noir because there's a femme fatale?
Well, yes, it's noir for a number of different reasons, right, including its retro throwback production design.
There you go. There you are.
I would agree. It's on Rotten Tomatoes, has an approval rating of just 36% based on 97 reviews with an average rating of 5.1 out of 10.
Shit.
And on Metacritic, it has an average weighted score of 46 out of 100 based on 36 critics.
Shit.
Wayne may be displaying his hand early, but here we go then. Wayne, what is your take? Non-spoilers only. If you're new to the show, welcome. It's great to have you here. We won't spoil anything till we get to the sound drop that marks such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon of Reminiscence?
Okay. One, looks nice. Looks quite nice. Yeah. Well, I've seen better, but it looks nice. It definitely looks nice. Mm-hmm. Two, it's trying to be Inception. Three, it's failing at being Inception. And four, I would say, this is my whole takeout, is that it's like the filmmaker has a good enough eye for cinematography and scenes and this, because that's why it looks good. But the way the movie unfolds is not compelling to me. And the journey it tries to take you on is a little unsatisfying and slow. And for some reason, it feels to me like a copy of other better films that are trying to do that for you. And I just didn't quite buy it. Because it doesn't have that... If you're doing this kind of shit, you got to be Christopher Nolan. You got to be Christopher Nolan, who will take a plot that's a bit fucked.
Right.
Right? A bit shit. There's holes in it. But his execution is so good and so compelling that you don't mind until later on, after you've seen the film and you can poke holes in it, Tenet.
Oh, Wayne, Tenet.
You know what I mean? So, but like, Tenet, right, for example, is fucking confusing as fuck. As you know, I think that, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I still had a good time, but I was angry at myself for liking it.
I love that. I reckon it's a great film.
It is a great film, but it's also a bit fucked. So, you know. Anyway, that's not this, though. Because this hasn't got that element of Nolan, which is like, no, come with me and stay interested. I didn't stay interested. I'll be honest with you. Not at all for a fucking bit. I not at all in one bit.
Oh, I totally understand.
I came back.
Totally understand.
Oh, God. Anyway, so yeah, that was a bit of an issue. Paul?
Yeah, look, it's funny you say you got very Inception vibes from it. I would say I got more Blade Runner vibes, right?
But yeah, I can definitely see that.
And the reason why it's funny you say that, though, is because Lisa Joy is the husband of Jonathan Nolan.
I knew there's some Nolan issue here.
Jonathan Nolan is a producer on this film, so there is absolute creative vibes.
Yes, to be honest with you, it feels like, I want to say this, it's not in a bad way, but it's aesthetically, it's a bit of a broke-ass Inception. A bit of a broke-ass one. It's not quite as good as Inception looking.
Not quite as good. It's
not
nowhere near as good.
Nowhere near as good?
No.
The scenes with the fucking underwater and the light and stuff is very nice, right? It's very nice, but not enough to save it. Not enough.
There's nothing. It's not even fair to put those two films in the same sentence, Inception and
it's
Reminiscence.
Thematically, there's something that it has in common, surely.
Well, yeah, it does in terms of tech that goes into your brain.
That's it.
And allows you to go back to the past or really, it projects what's happening in your brain for others to become involved with.
Yes, and also, and it's sort of, the movie folds back on itself a little bit like Inception. Do you think? Because it's actually...
We'll get to that as a spoiler.
Okay, we'll get to that.
Look, I have drawn a conclusion in watching Reminiscence that's taken me till the middle of August to get to.
All right.
Warner Brothers' slate of films this year is pretty fucking average.
Hence why they're giving it all to HBO Max?
I think exactly that.
Do you think a CEO is like, you know,
I think they looked at it.
This is shit.
Yep, I think they looked at it and just went, Jesus, is this all we've got going? Now, there are some exceptions, but by and large, most of the films have been ho-hum or downright disappointing. And for me, Reminiscence is both.
Yeah.
It's both ho-hum and disappointing. Like, I'm like, by 20, 30 minutes in, I'm like, is this all this is?
Yeah.
Right? And then we had another 80 minutes of this film to go.
Oh, bro, this had a few fucking endings, if you ask me. It took forever to end. I knew what was up about 20 minutes from the end. And I was like, are you going to tell me the shit?
There's nothing mind-blowing just about this. I think it wants to be not a massive revelation, not a Shyamalan-type revelation, but it wants you to be surprised by how it all plays out. But it's very by the numbers. It's very bang, bang, bang. Yeah. There is one curveball that's thrown about 30 minutes into the film, which I saw coming a million miles away because A, the trailer spoils it, and B, it telegraphs it way too much. We'll come back to that in spoilers.
Yeah.
And I just don't think the characters are very engaging. I think Hugh Jackman,
yeah,
right? He's not very likable.
Dude, let me
tell you. He's a bit of a prick.
I don't know that I found him unlikable. I'll tell you what I found him. This whole thing with his murmuring the lines to get people into the state it's very affected. And I actually think to myself, if it wasn't an actor of Hugh Jackman's kind of capabilities doing this, I would think of it as a shit-sounding voiceover. He's like, listen to the sound of my...
Damn!
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's selling it as well as he can, but this is not well-written.
A shit voiceover. Because this film has that too. Again, the noir element of this voiceover, I was had to do this. And I'm like, fuck off.
Dude,
show, don't tell.
Did you get Max Payne vibes off this shit?
Yeah,
he's doing this. He's like, you
Max
know.
Max Payne is the most noir game of all time.
Exactly. But like, he's him talking over it. And, you know, the past catches up. That kind of shit.
Sometimes dreams do take control.
That's right. If anyone haunts, it's us haunting the past. You know, all these like kind of things. And I'm like, all right, I guess that could work on a page, right? But it's tough. And the fact that he has to repeat his thing over and over, it's grating.
Yeah.
He was doing everything he can.
He's fine. I think Rebecca Ferguson's better in this movie.
Rebecca Ferguson.
I know how much you love her. So we're about to hear. Okay, prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. If A, you're new to the show, or B, you're just tired of Wayne fapping all over Rebecca Ferguson, prepare yourselves because here we go. But I think she is good in her role.
Absolutely. But this may surprise you then. I found her less fetching for some reason in this role for no other reason than, like, her, those dresses.
Hot,
No. Look, it's still all good, right? But and those dresses are fantastic, right? I mean, can we agree on that? Those are some amazing,
satiny.
Satiny, but like hugging. Wow, it's amazing. Anyway, all good, all right? But I found her less compelling than I have in other movies. She was far better and like more fleshed out as a character and interesting to watch in Mission Impossible.
Yep.
You know?
She's probably the most fleshed out character in this film, though. I just found Dandy Newton, I'm like, what's her deal? We'll have to come back to that in spoilers, my sort of possible take on it. But she seems to have this loyalty to Nick, which is never explained.
She's in love with him, Paul.
Yes, okay, that's what I was going to come to in spoilers, but all right.
Sorry, but like that's what I got.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got too.
Yes, so yeah. I mean, that's obviously
and
what's
which
happening.
Yeah.
But you don't really, here's the thing though. That may be the case, but you and I discuss it matter-of-factly and it's not a spoiler because I don't give a fuck. You don't really care.
Well, it's a spoiler, but it's not that big an important one.
No, it's not an important one. But like I think the effect of this
it doesn't make any sense.
You're not too concerned.
Apart from looking like Hugh Jackman, he's not a good bloke. There's nothing about him which screams...
I think there's
engaging or likable or affecting, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's you're right. He's not a hero, is he?
Nah.
He's not a hero. And also like I think they have this sort of long history in the military together.
Yep.
That's all you got, right? Well, that's all you got.
That brings me to my final general complaint about the film, other than it being very pedestrian, very boring, not at all engaging, the characters not being interesting enough to really want to follow nor see them succeed. This world is not fleshed out at all. You get the dams there, which by the way, fucking dumb. The dams are not holding back the ocean. Right? Dams don't work that way. Dams can hold a huge body of water, but not one which has tides and shit.
Well, I never thought about it, but you're probably right. And also, it's right at the hilt of those dams. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if someone takes a piss in the ocean, it comes exactly right. It comes over. So we.
And fucking police on the top of the damn wall going, get that dick away from me!
You pissing fuck! No, it's... But this is... what you have the opening shot where they're like, they're showing that this
nice
is
shot.
Like, beautiful shot. I'm like, hey, what city is this that's all underwater? It's not fucking Venice. Well, right? Oh, it's the future. Oh, that's what it's supposed to do, right? So fair enough.
Yeah,
right?
And the reason it's in the future is so this tech can work. And the tech's the whole point of the film. I get that. But nothing else. Like the barons who all owned all the land, the kind of hovel town, which is sort of somewhere further out into the ocean.
Yeah.
None of this is explored nor fleshed out.
Yeah,
the
you're
war,
right.
What war? What?
Yeah. What was the war?
Who was fighting who? They keep referencing it, and then at one point, the Asian character in it says, "Yeah, your people left me behind," or some shit. Like, yes. Okay, I don't understand this context.
But more importantly, why is that important to this story?
Yes.
Why is the city being almost underwater important to this story? Why is it set there?
Didn't need there's to be. No reason. It could just have been in the future.
It could have been now, fucker. Well with the tech. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
It could have been. Yeah.
It could have been brand new tech. And again, like, he seems to have the monopoly on this mostly. We get to see a glimpse towards the end of the film with another seemingly corporation that has it as well.
Hmm.
Why does the fucking DA come to him then and get him to work for
exactly.
them?
That's why I say, is he a scientist or PI? He seems to run a business with doing this reminiscence stuff. And it makes sense that a DA or somebody would say, look, if you can look into this suspect's fucking memories, we can literally...
Yeah, sure. But why are they coming to him? He feels like he's this scratchy, underground, kind of dodgy dude who's barely paying the rent.
Is the idea that he invented that tech and he's the only one with it?
Well, then what's going on in the other company we see later?
Yeah, you're right. There isn't. This is actually... This is a tech that...
And if he's the only person with this tech, he would be richer than fucking God.
Yes. He wouldn't be in that shitty... Well, you know, maybe it's a Miami thing. Maybe now that everywhere is covered in water, you've really got to have all these services within the same city. Because he had to fuck off to like New Orleans
and shit. But Miami is coastal, right? So presumably the middle of the world, of America, of the continent, is fine.
Man, it looks like everyone was in the middle of the cunting ocean. No. But I suppose it was only about two stories high or whatever. So.
Miami, like I said, Miami's coastal. So it just doesn't really work. This world doesn't get
built
well
enough.
I didn't
think about that. I thought it was fucking Waterworld, man. No. I thought it was like, oh, look at this. Everyone's that's why you got motherfuckers working, living in the fucking middle of the ocean on a stilt house. You know,
I have to assume that, you know, Texas is right as rain.
Hmm.
Alice Springs in Australia. Nothing's changed.
That is fucking sad. the only place you go on is Alice Springs. Shit.
All right. Well, look, anything else would be a spoiler for me. Anything else you want to say generally?
Nah, it's fine. Let's get into the spoilers.
Let's do it. Come on, Jack. Guide us in.
You can't handle the truth.
The truth's pretty boring.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, I got to say.
I spent this whole time waiting for this big revelation. Like, maybe not Sixth Sense kind of revisit the whole film thing, but I certainly expected it to be better than just... Baron fucks random woman, impregnates her, his bastard child, legitimate son, tries to have them all killed so he has all his dad's fortune.
Yeah, I mean, that to me was a subplot. I think the point of this movie was almost the bittersweetness of the endings. Like it's like Hugh Jackman says...
Endings?
Endings. So he says endings in general. He said, like, you know, the ending is always... Tell me a story with a happy ending. There are no happy endings. It's always sad when it comes to a close, especially if the story itself was happy, okay? So then they try and make this note happen at the end, this sweet
fucking
note.
Fucking awful.
Okay.
One of the worst endings I can think of
where he's
in recent movie history.
Right. So I agree it did not work, but the foreshadowing was, well, then I'll tell you a happy story and stop in the middle.
I get the foreshadowing.
Right. No worries. So then at the end when he's on that... balcony with her in this beautiful scene and he's hugging her and I'll tell you a story. And it's sort of like I was sitting there going, oh, I see what's happening here. They're literally ending that story in the middle because anything past that is when she goes and dies and shit and whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, again, I guess I could probably academically go, okay, well, that's a theme in the movie.
It's a choice.
But it wasn't fucking satisfying. I'm like, I don't care.
It's not satisfying. It also makes zero fucking sense. So let's review the end of this film. And I want to come back to the first act twist in due course.
Please.
So he effectively chooses to, I think he says something about burning or something like that, Cliff Curtis's mind rather than murder him.
That's
kill
right.
Him, right. And so they know he's going to be the guy that did this, presumably because very few people have the tech or the know-how on how to do it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
So he goes to I can't remember Tandy Newton's character's name, and says, here, you need to hand this in, da-da-da-da, and you're going to know what to do. And then he acknowledges that, in a way, like, I kind of get now that you love me and I never saw that. She has a shit way of showing her affection. I'm just going to keep working for this deadbeat dude. That's it. That's how you know I'm in. And then the one... There's two action scenes this whole film.
Yeah.
Right? One, she storms in and saves him from being murdered. Yep. That was okay, that scene.
That was pretty good.
There's a fight scene between he and Cliff Curtis, which I'll also come back to later, which is one of the most ridiculous scenes ever.
Oh!
Because Cliff Curtis could have killed him 97 fucking times in that fight and just kept walking away.
Bro, the person I was with when I was watching it, I actually said, that's not how you defend against a knife. He's blocking, and sorry, but
you
like,
would know much better than me.
No, but like, it looks like even no one. If you don't know fights, you can still go, well, that was an opening. That was an opening. That was an opening. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it wasn't even just that. It was okay. We'll do it now.
Yeah,
he had the upper hand 4 times in that fight, mm-hmm. and then would turn to run away. I'm like, why? You've got him there now. Smash Stovey's head in.
Exactly.
Stab him now.
Poor blocking.
And then even before that, earlier on, Cliff Curtis, as the film is revealed, May's dead. Right. So he says, "Stop chasing us." And gives him a beating and walks off. This guy would have murdered him on the spot.
Exactly.
He's the villain of the piece, really. That's the right. Worst of them in
why
the film.
Would he do, yeah,
why did he let him live? There was no reason to do so. It's not like he's such an important someone that he has to survive.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just dumb writing.
No, it's dumb writing. And that's the problem with this film. It's got little holes like that everywhere, which make it not...
Little holes all the way until the end.
Yeah.
So he turns himself in or acknowledges the police. Yes, I burnt his memory or whatever they called it. And then they don't let me walk, though. They give me permission to get back into my machine, right? Which is in and of itself dubious as fuck.
Yes.
And I'm just going to stay there. And Watts is going to come and tend to me. Now, I could buy that ending if he dies subsequently within days of dehydration, right? Because he's not getting any fucking sustenance.
So hang on. This is what question I have for you, right? When I looked at it at the end, and Tandy Newton is old and she's tending to him, yep. And he's in this
got
camp.
A granddaughter.
Yeah. Now, he's got just a beard and he's looks old. Older, yep. Right? So I'm looking at it going, wait, surely...
Amazingly, his muscles haven't atrophied.
Of course not.
Or dropped away.
So hang on. So you're saying that he stayed in that thing and never
forever.
Came out of it? No, that's not... It can't
that
be that.
That's exactly what happened.
It must be that he goes back like for fucking most of the day every day and just,
no.
Then he comes back and takes his shit and goes home and then comes back and then the next day and that's what he lives his life. That's the only way that works.
Why did the police let him off then?
Yeah, there's no reason for that.
He went back into... That was the thing. I'm not allowed to walk. He went back into there and stayed in there.
Well, some people would choose that instead of life. You get to just relive all of your favorite memories all the time.
I am.
The police would never let that shit.
Because of the exactly. Otherwise, you're just going in for a treatment and coming out and living your normal life. No, that meant he did walk. So he stayed in there forever, and he chose to go back into the story.
So what? She's shaving him and working him out,
apparently. And feeding him somehow, through a drip.
Exactly.
And
that water would be full of shit.
Defecating. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Mm. Okay, look. Let's say that even if Paul... Let's say... We'll play. Push Winsy. Let's say that he's developed, along with his thing, that some sort of system that goes up his asshole and whatever, or whatever. That,
we
never saw that, right? Let's say that he did that.
Okay.
I've got a bigger question for you. He flamed the memory of that dude, right? And then... Why tell the police anything? He's the only one with this technology, or he's one of the few people with this technology. Just say, hey, we were doing a thing, and this motherfucker came in, and he paid, and then it didn't work out, and freaked him
good
out.
Good question.
Hey, worst possible thing, malpractice. Worst possible thing. He ain't going to jail.
Good question.
Right? So this is bullshit. This is all bullshit.
There's one line throwaway that said, you get more than you do for murder, because it's such a bad thing.
Oh, fuck off.
Which implies that it's big enough that they have laws about this.
Well, let's not forget, the guy he did this to is a murderer. So fuck him. Fuck what he does. Fuck this guy. I mean, this is bullshit.
Yeah, the ending was god awful. That's what I'm saying to you. Even if it's the way you said it is, where he comes, which it doesn't make any sense either. It's still god awful. He gets off scot free.
Agree.
It doesn't work. It's the way I said it. I 100%.
You're probably right. It's a more romantic thing to say this guy went to sleep forever and just stayed with Rebecca.
Stayed with his memories
forever.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Because it's like reliving the best parts of a relationship forever and ever.
All right. Now listen, I'm looking on the line and there's a lot of is May still alive questioning. I didn't read it. I'm not sure. Is there any reason why May would still be alive? No, right?
No.
That's why that scene at the end where she weirdly goes up to Curtis and starts talking to him as though Jackman.
Yeah, I think she did know that, and that's fine. What doesn't track is that Cliff Curtis's character lets that play out.
Yeah, and then she kisses him.
Yep.
And he's like, what the fuck? What do you think of it? And I'm like, what is this?
And yet
this?
The film implies that he was completely enamored with her as well because she's such the perfect femme fatale.
Exactly. And I completely fucking agree with that. But that's not the point here. And he was also... I don't know. There's too many things that didn't work about this movie, which is a shame because honestly, it looks better than a lot of movies I've seen. It just isn't better than a lot of movies I've seen.
I agree. And just to touch on it briefly, the first act twist... The first 25, 30 minutes, it is his reminiscence of his time with May.
I'll be honest with you, that fucking confused me.
Did it?
I was like, again, I may have fallen asleep. this is the dumbest shit anyone anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here,
Shut up.
All right. No, I looked at it and I was like, wait, oh, that was all a flashback, you know, and it took me that second to
like
do that.
3 minutes before I said to Patsy, if you haven't worked this out yet, this is totally his reminiscence.
The plot of Medic Strikes Again.
Seen the trailer. Not that it reveals it, but it seemed pretty obvious to me.
These days I just ignore trailers. Honestly,
yeah, and that's the way it should be. I try and avoid them now too.
Everyone just says that. So yeah, okay. Well, what's your score then?
Look, this is a poor film. Warner Brothers Strikes Again. Don't be convinced to throw your money at this in the theater. Wait for it to come to streaming and pay the reduced margin there. I'm giving this a 39.
Ooh. See, I actually, when I heard that Metacritic order of a score you said, I said, that's about right. I'm full production, I'm giving it 46.
Okay, that's fair. We're not far away from each other at all, really, are we? 2 stars, 2.5 stars for the countdown, from the countdown, I should say, for Reminiscence. If you disagree, or indeed, if you had the same experience, let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, via Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show where we host through Podbean, and check out ccradio.com.au for some other great shows, Aussie shows, Comic Confidential, and Believe.
Word.
And that is it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
Going into a tank for the rest of your life is not punishment enough.
Can I ask you one thing? This is the very end, right? I just thought of this now, all right? Fucking, in the memories he looks at, right? For May or whoever, right? She's like, I got to find my keys, right?
Yep.
And so he looks at the scene. He sees where she drops her keys. This is bullshit, is it not? If it's her memory I'm looking at, she needs to be conscious of having done that so I could see it. He wouldn't be able to see it if it wasn't in her consciousness.
They have throwaway lines. This is great. Longest review ever.
Please, I'm sorry.
They have a couple of throwaway lines saying, when your memory is what it is, you're focused on what you're focused on. Only when you revisit it enough times do you notice the other things. But so we can see the rest. It's noted in your subconscious. There's also another line which explains why it's in the third person.
Yes, why?
Which is when he's doing the whole kiss thing with Rebecca, with May. And to see, you see it from that angle, right? That's how we remember things. However, the scene where they are getting the guy who's been caught by the DA, he's all first person.
Yes.
That's never explained.
That's right.
Stupid fucking
thing. Oh my God, that must be a total thing for you after Forrest Gump. All right.
Absolutely didn't get explained. Or if it did, there was a throwaway line which I missed. Not good enough, poor writing. We'll catch you next time.
See you guys.